Welcome back to the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. The number of women farmers has been steadily increasing for the past decade as women have taken a greater role in a male-dominated industry. According to the latest USDA Ag Census data, 36% of all farmers are female. Despite that progress, women farmers still face some obstacles in the field. And I mean that literally, outside in the field. And one of those challenges is their own farm equipment. Agriculture reporter Dana Cronin has reported on this for Illinois Newsroom. She's also the agriculture reporter with WILL, Harvest Public Media. Hello, Dana. Glad to have you back on the 21st.
Hi, Brian. Good to be here.
Also joining us is Dusty Spurgeon. She's the co-owner and manager at Spurgeon Veggies Farm in Rio, Illinois. Hello, Dusty. Welcome to the 21st.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. And Liz Brensinger is the co-owner of Green Heron Tools in New Tripoli, Pennsylvania. Hello, Liz, and thank you for joining us.
Hi, thanks for including me.
Listeners, we want to invite you into our conversation at 800-222-9455. Maybe you are a woman farmer who can share about your experience with farm equipment, or maybe you just have a question for one of our guests. Give us a call. The number is 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. Or you can always tweet us at 21st Show. Dana, I want to begin with you. You went out into the fields and observed the challenges that women were facing with their farm equipment. What did you see?
Yeah, well, I do want to start this conversation off by saying that farming is a really challenging job, no matter your gender. It's very physically demanding. But it's no secret that men and women's bodies are built differently. Men are generally taller. They generally have more upper body strength than women. And through my reporting, when I was out in the field, I found that most farm equipment is tailored to be used by bodies like that. So I heard from a lot of women who are extremely capable farmers, but are forced to use equipment that just wasn't designed for them.
So for a lot of us who are not farmers, I think it seems from the outside, you know, we drive past, we see the mechanized equipment, you know, you see a combine, somebody sitting in a seat in an air-conditioned cab, you press buttons, you move levers. Where do the problems come in here?
Yes, definitely. I would say this is maybe less of a problem in terms of that more high-tech automated farm equipment. I think when we're talking about farm equipment in this context, we're talking about things like hand tools, for one, like shovels, spading forks, those things that require a fair amount of upper body strength. They often also have larger grips that many women who have, you know, smaller hands have trouble getting a handle on. Also, small machinery, things like tillers that require, you know, pull chains to operate. But problems do also arise on larger machinery, things like tractors. And I will let Dusty tell you about her tractor struggles. But I will say that everything about the way the tractor is designed is problematic in this case. You know, I heard from some women that they weren't tall enough to even reach the clutch pedal on their tractor. And you know, that's just one example, but clearly it wasn't designed with a woman's body in mind.
Okay, well, let's do that. Dusty, before we talk about the challenges you might have with some farm equipment, can you just paint a picture for us of what Spurgeon Veggies Farm in Rio looks like?
Yeah, so we're a really small, just family-owned farm, and we produce, you know, several hundred varieties of vegetables. We grow on about 10 acres between my farm in Rio and my mother-in-law's farm in East Galesburg. And then we do a handful of animals as well. But primarily, we do vegetables that we sell at retail.
Rio, and thank you. I'm always tripped up on the Illinois. It's one of those Vienna's and San Jose's. All right, I'll add that to my list. What are some of the challenges that you have with your farm equipment?
Yeah, so like Dana was talking about, probably one of the biggest issues we have is just with my little compact John Deere tractor. It's a 38 horse tractor. It's not very big, but it's about all we need for our level of acreage, right? So that tractor is great, you know, for what we're doing. But I've got you know, lots of different implements that I have to change out all the time to use. So I'm not just using, you know, a planter and a disc all year. There's a whole bunch of different things that I have to use, and we're changing them, you know, sometimes multiple times a day. And the issue comes when we're trying to, you know, hook up a new implement that's got a PTO attachment on it, right? So it needs power. And that PTO is incredibly heavy, and it's also difficult to get to because it's kind of hidden like in the middle. You know, you got to really work yourself in there to get to the, you know, between the implement and the tractor. So it requires a lot of upper body and shoulder strength just to lift the thing. And then you have to, you know, push it onto the tractor, and it's a whole complicated thing to like get it on. But my issue is that while I can do that, if I've been working a long day already, you know, harvesting or weeding or something like that, and I'm already tired, I tend to have, I only have so much strength that I can give to that. And if I can't get it on, you know, before my shoulders give out, then I'm kind of stuck. So my issue becomes then is, if I can't get it done, then I have to make sure I have somebody else around to get it done, you know, or
sure.
Like, I have to, you know, if my husband is available or my father-in-law or maybe one of my male employees or something like that. So it gets a little bit frustrating, and it, you know, sometimes makes me feel like I can't really get my job done.
Well, we actually have a clip of Dana, as I understand it, in the field with you trying to use some of this equipment. Let's take a listen to that.
Oh, oh my God.
All right, public radio takes you there, Dana. I wonder, do you have anything you want to add to that? Any context there?
Yeah, I love that clip. That was when Dusty had me put up the safety bar on the tractor, which obviously has to be up for safety reasons. If the tractor flips, you know, it protects you. And you have to get it in this very specific alignment. And it's, I think, what you estimate, Dusty, it requires like 50-ish pounds of lifting power, which clearly
something
I
like
do
that.
Not have.
Yeah, it's around 50 pounds of lifting power up over your head, which is really
yes.
difficult.
Yeah, wow. I don't know that I could raise that over my head sitting in a sedentary public radio host job here. All right, I want to bring Liz Brendinger into the conversation. You're the co-owner of Green Heron Tools, which researches and designs tools and machinery that are ergonomic. Can you talk about that? What was the catalyst for you to want to start this company?
Well, basically, my partner and I both had backgrounds in public health, and we were also very small-scale organic growers. My partner's son had one of the first farm-to-table restaurants in our region of Pennsylvania. And I think because of our backgrounds, we put some pieces together that other tool companies hadn't. We understood that the fact that women were using tools that weren't made for them wasn't just an issue of convenience or productivity. It was also an issue of public health. It was an issue related to injuries. And so we felt like it was kind of a combination of a social justice and public health issue that no one had really sought to scientifically and methodically create equipment that worked for women.
So what sort of tools and equipment does Green Heron design, and how has the response been?
Well, we have two tools on the market currently. We have a spade shovel hybrid and a spading fork. And I should add very quickly that when we first started the company, we did a survey with women farmers and growers across the country. We did focus groups, we did interviews. So everything that we've done sort of grew from what women told us that they needed and wanted. And then we applied a truly scientific process. So since those two hand tools, we also have a patented tiller technology that we are hoping to finally bring to market soon. We also designed two pieces of materials handling equipment. Our most recent project focused on women livestock farmers. And what we found is that lots of women get hurt simply by, as has already been discussed today, having to lift things that are too heavy, too unwieldy. And so we, you know, looked at the whole musculoskeletal disorder issue and what we could design to try to make women farmers' lives easier.
Listeners, if you're just tuning in, this is The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. We're talking about the challenges that some women face with farm equipment and machinery, which is traditionally been designed and manufactured for people of a certain height and weight, reflective of the male population in America. We're speaking with Dana Cronin, agricultural reporter for WILL, Illinois Newsroom, and Harvest Public Media. Dusty Spurgeon is co-owner and manager at Spurgeon Veggies, a farm in Ryo, Illinois. And Liz Brenzinger is the co-owner of Green Heron Tools in New Tripoli, Pennsylvania. If you have a question for any of our guests or want to share your experiences with farm equipment, you can join the conversation now by giving us a call at 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. Dusty, I'm curious what you have heard from other women farmers.
I mean, it's pretty much the same across the board. I mean, I'm fortunate in that I'm actually pretty tall for a woman and fairly like large. So I'm actually closer to like the average size of a man than other women. But of course I know a lot of other women farmers who are, you know, a lot shorter and a lot tinier than I am. And so using things really specifically like long-handled tools becomes really difficult because those things are so long, you know, that wielding them becomes really inefficient and difficult to do. And then of course, a lot of them have similar issues with the tractors and swapping out implements. I even actually heard from one the other day on Facebook who was talking about her little walk behind tractor, just a little two-wheeled tractor. They have a quick hitch and everything, so it's supposed to be pretty easy to change out those implements. But she was talking about how incredibly difficult it was, you know, to do that when she was working by herself. So even the smaller equipment, you know, that's supposedly, you know, made for smaller producers and people who are not doing this on a larger scale are still even really, you know, difficult to use. So yeah, there's a lot of struggles across the board.
Dana, did you reach out to any of the big farm tool manufacturers? And if so, what did they have to say?
I did. I reached out to a few of those large scale manufacturers. The only one that got back to me with any kind of response was John Deere, one of the largest farm machinery manufacturers in the world. Before I read what they said, as Dusty noted earlier, her tractor, the one we've been talking about with all the problems, is a John Deere tractor. But in their response to me, they really focused on their commitment to, quote, customer fit and ease of use. They said that as they design their equipment, they invite real people to operate and validate the design. They said that those people are both men and women and represent various body sizes and shapes, ages, and physical abilities.
So I wonder, Liz, if you can talk about, I mean, is this an issue mostly for your smaller, less automated farms, as opposed to, you know, the ones where, as we were talking, I sort of mentioned earlier, have, you know, combines and thousands of acres to deal with?
I think the easy answer is yes. And I just want to throw in that for us, we started this company about 11 years ago, and it's pretty frustrating that everything that Dusty described today, those are the same things that we heard 11 years ago. You know, we're a tiny company and we have really focused on equipment for the smaller grower, but obviously, you know, tractors, there are multiple problems. So, you know, there's only so much a tiny R&D focused company can do. We really need the huge players in the farm equipment market like John Deere to step up. And I understand they made a very gracious statement, but I think there's a disconnect between what women farmers are finding when they go to buy equipment and a statement like that.
Dusty, what about you? What is your hope as far as how farm equipment and machinery works in the future?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'd be really happy to see just women more included in all of this. I mean, what it seems to me is that, you know, we've been doing things the same way for a really long time. And now, as Dana and you mentioned earlier, the number of women farmers is really on the rise. And it doesn't seem to be slowing down anytime soon. So at some point something's got to change. And I would really like to, I mean, anything that could make my job a little bit easier as far as, you know, physical work goes would be really, really cool. Because everything we do is, you know, really physically challenging. So anything that could be designed to make things easier would really, you know, I think save a lot of my body and just make things a lot better for, you know, me as a woman in agriculture.
And Dana, I'm going to wrap with you. This is not merely a matter of comfort or discomfort. I mean, you spoke with a researcher at the University of Illinois who studies agriculture, safety, and health. Can you just tell us in the about a minute we have remaining what she had to say?
I did. Yeah, I spoke with Josie Rudolphi. She studies agricultural safety and health at the University of Illinois. She, you know, confirmed that indeed farm equipment was designed to be used by men, and that's because it's such a male-dominated industry and always has been. Farming is a really dangerous job. For women, the potential for injury is even higher, and often that shows up in the form of musculoskeletal conditions, so low back pain, shoulder pain, elbow and knee pain. In addition to that potential for injury, you know, when women use tools that aren't designed for them, it can result in less productivity on the farm. So even though women are completely capable of operating farm equipment, sometimes it just takes them a lot longer to get stuff done because it's that much harder for them.
Dana Cronin is the agriculture reporter for WILL, Illinois Newsroom, and Harvest Public Media. We've also been speaking with Dusty Spurgeon, who's co-owner and manager at Spurgeon Veggies, a farm in Rio, Illinois. And Liz Brenzinger is the co-owner of Green Heron Tools in New Tripoli, Pennsylvania. Dana, Dusty, Liz, thanks so much for coming on the 21st and talking about this issue with us today.
You're welcome.
And coming up after a short break, we're going to be looking at the sort of a harvest update. How was farming in Illinois this year? We're going to be speaking with a number of farmers coming up after a short break. Stay with us.